The fight songs of every military branch were sung, just one of the many elements in a ceremony celebrating the nation's men and women who served in the armed forces. A wreath was placed at the Purple Heart Memorial, one of several displays within this Transit Road Park space. The keynote speaker was Marine veteran John Wester, whose multiple tours included stops in Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan. The U.S. military, it can be argued, is strong because it is staffed by those who willingly step forward. But with fewer signing up, should service be required? Wester was asked that question.
I feel both ways, but because now we're having trouble reaching the people that need to serve. And it may become a day, if another major war hits, that they're going to have to bring the draft back. I might add that selective service still requires all 18-year-olds to sign up.
Another key part of the ceremony was raising awareness for and encouraging donations to the men's and women's post-traumatic stress disorder clinics hosted by the VA Western New York Healthcare System in Batavia. This, of course, was just one of numerous Veterans Day celebrations held throughout the region. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.